The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, October 6th, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by, at top of the hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, good morning everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Monday. As you're getting up in the morning, getting ready to go to work or already at work. Hello.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's a beautiful Monday.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Are you interested in the National Day?
Oh, today? Yes, absolutely. Please.
Okay, so we have National Noodle Day and National Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Okay. We like both of those. They don't really coincide, but.
Well, yeah, they do.
Okay.
You eat lots of noodles. You could be plus size.
I don't say anything like that to the generals.
No. You know, it would have been, been in the military having been in the military for a while, that when you see a heavyset, a rotund, a portly, general.
Slightly overweight. Let's just see. Okay.
No. Some of them were slightly overweight.
Okay. But you're the man and boss. You're in charge, Colonel.
Well, how would I be? Because you keep.
All right.
Anyway. But when you see ones that are, heavy, it's not good. Because we discharge enlisted people for being overweight. You know, we put them on a weight control. They work out every day. They're on weight control and they get weighed in. And if they can't make the weight, then they get discharged. And then, you're doing that and you see overweight officers and senior officers and it's tough, you know, because you're holding the troops to a different standard.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see, you don't see a lot of heavy general officers. But when you do, it's noticeable, and Hexus was right. You call it out. If you're 15 pounds overweight, you got to wear a uniform. He was right to call that out. Everybody should be judged on the same standards.
Well, an example for me being just a layman watching the Marine Corps ball, you are very, what do you want to say? Very strict with how your uniform fits you. And
oh,
you will.
I'm wearing the same. I'm wearing that uniform, same uniform I bought in, 1980. Yeah. That uniform, that mess dress. Because you only wear it, a couple times a year and then you put it away. Yeah, I wear that. Wear the same uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I had a general officer, 3-star. He was talking to all of us, and he was in his dress blues, and he mentioned this, and he says, these are the dress blues I had when I was a second lieutenant. And everybody, you heard this, ooh. Because as you get older, especially when you're working out, it's tougher, but this was a tough guy. That was one of his things. He said, you've got to hold the standards. So anyway, enough of that. Give the weather, because we have a great guest.
Oh,
with
we
us
do
today.
Absolutely. Today's going to be around 84. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Overnight lows of around 60. I mean, we have a great forecast in front of us. Tuesday, 86. Right when you think you're putting your sandals away or your tank top set, don't do it quite yet, because 84 today, 86 on Tuesday, 83 on Wednesday. Mostly clear skies. In the high 50s through the week. And then on Thursday, we kind of go back down to 71 overnight lows. Now, there are chances of showers on Thursday. So, this is that time that we're figuring about layering. Chance of showers on Friday once again with the highs around 68. And then Saturday, chance of showers would go down to 67. And on Sunday, 70. So it's a beautiful forecast for the last minute for your, I always call about, you know, your outside pads. I'm like, should I put them away? No, because October is my favorite time of month. Beautiful to be outside and enjoy the sunset, be able to still maybe barbecue outside and enjoy our beautiful Redding sunrises and sunsets. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out of Anderson. It's the Kinney family, three generations strong, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. And by the way, it is a veteran-owned company. So much going on in October. And by the way, you can always reach Shasta Gas Propane by 360-305-365-2793. All right, right back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. And with us, we have a very special guest, someone that we had the great honor of sitting next to the other night when we did Bark, Wine, and Brew, which was just, what, night before last. Connie Granol. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great.
Miss involved with everything.
It is, and it was Saturday. It was just a wonderful event. You guys always do an awesome job
at
emceeing and getting the crowd going. And we loved the pirate theme. Nobody recognized you because you were
there. Was people that have known us a long time.
I didn't recognize you.
We're sitting in the table next to us, and she goes, "Carl, Linda."
So for your listeners, the long black wigs and the pirate hats was everybody was thrown by that.
Well, everybody really. I was telling my girlfriend, who is a professional costumer, I said this would have been a night you would have loved because people really, and you too, Connie. I mean, really go all out.
You
did a beautiful honor for our very own Mark Story. As we know, he's leaving and bringing in our new CEO.
Jim Lewis.
And you have been a chair. You've been the chair. I didn't know that till the other night. So I know we're here to talk about another event, but we're still want to love on the fact that the community comes out. So many people. The bake sale is always a big deal. We had a great new auctioneer named Keith. He really pushed that. I'm sure if we compared the numbers, there was something he did where he activated that audience on three or four different times where I think he got us all excited.
Absolutely. He did an awesome job. And we look forward to having him again next year. But I know I have to pivot because we're not here to talk about Haven.
No.
As much as I love Haven.
Yes, yes.
We're here for Big Bike Weekend.
We are here for Big
Bike
Weekend.
Which is this coming weekend.
It is this coming weekend. So for those that have asked this for many, many, many years, we are back at part of the Redding Civic Auditorium and the Redding Rodeo Grounds. So the expanded footprint will allow us to do a lot more fun things for the community. So it starts on Friday. The police officers, the motor officers, are going to be doing their practice day on Friday. This site, if you're familiar with the parking lot that's directly adjacent to the rodeo grounds, that's going to be completely filled with the pattern, two different patterns. So there'll be a technical pattern and there'll be a speed pattern. So these motor officers are going to be going into second and third gear, which on these little tight cones is pretty dang fast.
That is fast. And what we're talking about, that parking lot is right next to the arena.
Yeah.
And it's a good-sized parking lot.
Is that where the skunks used to be? That area?
No. Down there where we parked yesterday.
Oh, okay. That's in front of the rodeo grounds. Mm-hmm.
Right,
okay, yeah.
Right there.
The VIP parking for rodeo.
Right.
Even though everybody else parks there too.
Well, I mean, you know, that's how I think about it. Some of the rodeo people, when they'll bring in their fifth wheels and stuff like that when they have a whole week. Okay. Go ahead. So now I can visualize this.
Yeah. And so they've really done a great job. And this particular competition is different than others because we will have two different sets of patterns, you know, the technical and then the speed courses. We have a competitor coming from Mesa, Arizona. He has won. He's 67 years old. He's a civilian. He was a motorcycle safety instructor. He has won 32 first place trophies in civilian motor competitions. And then we have motor officers coming from Southern California, from Napa, from Nevada, and of course our local officers. We have four of our local officers competing, and that is free to watch them. They are amazing on the civilian course. civilians can compete, but they have to submit videos to show that they truly have riding skills. So, you know, Carl, you had a Harley, and what we hate is we don't want to dump it. And
no,
you're going to be on this course, and you are going to dump your bike, and you are going to dump your bike, and you are going to dump your bike, and you have to be able to pick it up on your own.
When I got my motorcycle license, it was in Nevada, and you had to go through a course. And I thought, yeah, you know, I'm a good rider. And so I had my stuff on it because I was traveling. And I went down to take the test. The only thing that didn't happen to me on that test was hitting the observer, the guy that was grading me. I didn't hit him. And I said, guess I didn't pass. He says, you're lucky you're alive. And so I went back the next time. I rented the smallest Harley I could find, and I took the course and passed. But, oh, no, this is not easy, and you're seeing these guys coming through there with speed. It's a great event to watch. And what time does that start?
So the practice day is Friday, which will start at 8 in the morning, and then it'll go through the afternoon, and then they're going to be taking a break because we have to talk next about the Remembrance Ride.
And we're going to talk about that right after this break. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking the Remembrance Ride, which is a special event for Big Bike Weekend.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Steeple is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest today, Connie Grinnell, who is, if I tried to go through the whole list of everything that Connie has done and is doing, we take out the rest of the hour. So we are talking about Big Bike Weekend and the Remembrance Ride. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. So finishing up on Friday, we have Reading Fire Department and Reading Police Department started the Remembrance Ride back post 9/11, and it was to honor fallen first responders. And it's been going on with the exception of the famous COVID. We couldn't do anything.
Yeah, we couldn't. We couldn't be outside. Anything. We couldn't be outside riding a motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. We're too close together. This one is a bit different for RPD and RFD, insofar as we are doing it in memory of Riker Moore and Jonathan Jorgensen, who in early 2024 slid into the river and died by Shasta Dam, Shasta Lake. So the reason that we're doing this, number one, is this police escorted ride is going over Shasta Dam, and the ride is going to be led by Riker's father, Sergeant Brian Moore. Riding number two in that position will be Chief Brian Barner, and I've known Brian a long time, for various reasons. So this is the first time that I will have seen Brian back on a motorcycle in a number of years. He was a motor officer as well. There's only been two RPD chiefs that have been motor officers. The other one was Rob Paletti. So Brian, Sergeant Moore, I should say, will be leading the group of riders, which will be RPD, the visiting motor officers, and they'll all be in uniform. The civilian competitors, a lot of those were former motor officers themselves, Patriot Guard riders, and civilian riders. And so we will be riding over Shasta, completely over Shasta Dam, and then turning around. Each one of the riders will be wearing a number 404, which was Riker's number when he competed. And appreciate, obviously Sergeant Moore's willingness to do this, as well as Jenny Moore, the mother of Riker, who said, yes, that's fine that we do this. So we want as many riders as we can to honor these youth. So that is Friday. It's going to be at stages at 4:45. We are going to have the Jefferson Pike Band, which, as we know, is always very emotional.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Amazing Grace comes on. They play that, and there's not a dry eye in the house. RFD will be bringing engine number 7, and they will be riding sweep again. Staging starts at 4:45. We're thinking kickstands up more or less at 5:15. Go to bigbikeweekend.com to get the information. It's $20 per bike. That includes rider and passenger. So again, we want to see as many riders as we can. Even though it's called Big Bike Weekend, this is not about big bikes. It is about celebrating the motorcycle community and the camaraderie. As long as your bike is street legal, you are welcome to participate in this event.
And you've got to be able to do 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, as I understand it, again, it's not Big Bike Weekend that finalizes the route. It is the Reading Police Department.
Okay.
And part of the route will be going on I-5, as I understand it.
Okay. So, and that's going to start at 4:45.
Staging, correct.
Staging is 4:45. And about how long do you think it's going to be?
When he did the pre-ride, I think it's about 35 minutes. It's going to end at the Red Lion Hotel, where there'll be a Remembrance Ride dinner, for those that have paid for that. So,
anybody can participate in the ride itself. You don't have to go to the dinner. You've got to have a street legal bike. It'll be 35, 40 minutes, so it'll all be during the day. And, and led by the Reading Police Department.
Correct.
Okay.
Fantastic. And so we have to go online, okay, find out where staging is and then how you, give the $20.
Correct.
That's all online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And well, that's a fantastic.
And that's bigbikeweekend.com.
Com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, other things are going on too.
Yeah, there are. So that's Friday. Mm-hmm. Saturday is the big day. It will be the actual competition day for the police motor competition. We have Harley stunt riders. I believe there's five riders that are coming up from the Sacramento area that will be performing. Again, we haven't had Harley stunt riders since back in the day when we were at the Civic. We are going to have Can-Am demo rides. So, as you know, if you want to do a demo ride on a three-wheeled motorcycle, does not require a California endorsement, motorcycle endorsement. So anybody that's, I don't remember the age, but signs a waiver, they can go on the Can-Am demo rides, which will be on Saturday and Sunday.
Now, the Can-Ams are trikes, but the two wheels are in front.
That's correct.
And one wheel in the back.
That's correct.
And you see quite a few of them on the road.
Yeah, so. And it's nice option for those that might have mobility issues or not quite comfortable on two wheels. And for some people, there's extra storage space, too, on those three-wheelers.
They are. You see them, you can pack a lot of stuff.
Yes, I can go to the grocery store. My three-wheeler is not a Can-Am. It's a Harley, but yeah, you can pack groceries on those things.
Well, you have a wonderful site. I'm on it right now, bigbikeweekend.com. Actually, if you I'm sure you're probably still taking some VIP registrations, I hope, because it's the 6th and it said you must, do this by October 1st, but so much to do within those 2 days.
So
yes.
That's Saturday. What goes on then Sunday?
Okay, well, I want to step back again on Saturday. Because in addition to the motorcycle stuff, we are having, it's called Cars and Canines. So this is a car show to support the Communities for Police Canines, which is a nonprofit organization that purchases the canines for the Reading Police Department. And not only that, they take care of them once these canines are retired. So just like us, as we get older, sometimes we get more medical bills. So this is all community supported. And if I remember correctly, these dogs come from Czechoslovakia. And they're purchased. They're about 2 years old when they come over. And they're about $10,000 each. Then they come over. They get additional training. They're deployed out as service officers, with their canine handlers, out into the community until they retire. And then communities takes care of their retirement needs for these dogs, as well as some of the needs like their Kevlar vests, some of the additional training that these dogs need. And Senator Johanneson paid for one of those dogs.
That's right.
He is such a good community supporter, just want to do a shout out to him because he has done so much, not just for the veteran community, for RPD, for Turtle Bay.
So many different things, and you never know a lot of the stuff he does, and it's. He's helped with the Veterans Resource Center over at Simpson. It's a lot of things. Did the canines, or when the canines are retired, do they find homes for them, or are they usually taken by the officers?
They are, because if you look at the canines that are working canines, you look at them, they are an asset to the city of Reading and the Reading Police Department. So once they retire out, they are offered to be sold at it's a dollar or something, back to the canine officer, because they're bonded with their family.
Oh,
right,
gosh.
Yeah. Right.
And then from there, then communities kicks in with those expenses.
Okay. The reason I ask is we have somebody that works with us that would love to get a retired canine and, drug sniffer, whatever. And I said, I think most of them, the handlers end up with the animals,
yes,
because
yes.
of the bond they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big change. So, okay. So, you know what? We're going to go over in our break And we're going to finish up everything for Big Bike Weekend, no matter how long it takes. Okay?
Okay.
So what else do we have here?
Well, we have to talk about some fun things. So for the community, we are going to have axe throwing. Now, I have never done this myself. I don't know if you guys have ever done axe throwing.
No.
So,
well, that's not true. I think we did chainsaw axe something for the lumber, the, what's it called, when they have the lumber thing in town.
Sierra Pacific.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a local lady, and she has Viking axe throwing, and so she's gonna bring
it. She needs to come on the air.
Oh, she is. She works for the county in child welfare, I believe. So I don't know if this is like her outlet.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
this is not to offend her, so I'm sorry if I did. So we're at the rodeo grounds. Now, is that not appropriate that we would have a mechanical bull?
Yeah. Okay. When we get back, let's talk more about those special events that are going to be happening at Big Bike Weekend, returning with Connie Granoll.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Turn your dreams into reality. At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we were all in here bobbing our heads. We, producers bobbed their heads, and Connie knows exactly what we were doing. Hey, welcome back to the Free Fire Radio. We're here with Connie Granoles from Big Bike Weekend. So many things going on weekend with Big Bike Weekend. Remembrance Ride on Friday, Saturday, the competition for I'm going to say law enforcement, but other people can be in
it
too.
Motors and civilians.
Motors and civilians, stunt riders on Harleys,
Run on Sunday.
Poker run on Sunday. Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Everything's going on. And the one with cars and canines. And it's a fundraiser so that we can continue to take care of our canines.
Exactly.
Either during, while they're on active duty, or once they retire.
Yep. And a fun, so we will have unusual raffle items this year. So you don't have to be a motorcycle person. There's a lot of fisher people out there. So we have Phil Preller's donating a fishing pole. We have a $200 landscape materials gift certificate. We have jewelry, we have all kinds of fun stuff, but one very special and the only auction item that we have is an auction item where you and up to 10 of your friends or family members will be able to attend a training with the police officers and their canine handlers on a date that is determined by everybody. So that's like a private event for you and up to 10 people.
Okay.
So that's going to be a fun auction item.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
sounds like fun. Now, before we took a break, we started talking about a couple things that we want to bring back, and that you were talking about axe throwing and
the mechanical bull.
Yes,
yes.
And so,
have you ever ridden mechanical bull, Connie?
I haven't.
Have you ever ridden one, Linda?
Uh huh.
Of course.
Of course you have,
yes,
Linda.
Of course.
I've ridden one.
But at a slow-mo, not like,
oh, no.
You know, I know they can rip it up to 10, and I'm like no, go 3, 4, maybe.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to doing that. Of course, we'll have vendors, we'll have some awesome food trucks, we will have 805 Beer Garden, and Sunday, of course, is our wind-down day with the poker run. The poker run is going to start at the Veterans Home. So we have gifts to give all of the residents at the Veterans Home. The riders will go around the complex so that the veterans who cannot come out and see the bikes will be able to just watch them from their windows.
Mm.
And then we'll end up at the rodeo grounds for phenomenal lunch, more stunt bike riding, a ride and bike show, and the first time that we're trying this, because we have all of the space, we want to do a swap meet, a motorcycle swap meet.
Ooh.
So that's a good way to clean out your garage, bring down your stuff, you know, sell it to like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, my
God.
We
still have stuff hanging.
What a jam-packed.
We still have things hanging from our bikes. We haven't had bikes.
Yeah. I'm not getting rid of it.
No, it's like your saddle. You never get rid of it.
Never get rid of your chaps.
You never get rid of your helmet.
Yeah, yeah. You get your trike, and so you take off again.
Yeah.
All of this is going to be this weekend. It starts Friday. It goes Saturday and Sunday. It's a super event. We'll be talking more about it, but you can get all the information off of bigbikeweekend.com. And it's always well run. And a poker run is...
You get a card.
And then you stop at various places.
Yep. And the ride will be very nice. It's a nice ride. It'll be a nice ride on Sunday.
And you have 5 stops, you get 5 cards.
Yep.
And whoever's got the highest, got the best hand.
Right.
Wins.
We're not telling.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a surprise.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Connie, thank you. I know this is just really probably just a big undertaking, but you know, always feel your spirit of this sounds like the best and the biggest Every little detail from axe throwing to, you know, a motorcycle rodeo and the competition and watching the cops do their, and civilians can do that with the course out in front, of the rodeo grounds, including just all of the things that you discussed earlier. Just, it's really I commend you.
Thank you, Linda.
We commend you.
Thank you. You know, we hope to see the community. It's a community event. There's no spectator fee. So come out, enjoy, support. The weather will hopefully be nice.
Yeah, you're right.
It'll be great.
It'll be great. So we look forward to seeing everybody there at Big Bike Weekend.
All right.
It is going to be great. Okay. Thank you so much, Connie Grinnell. We're going to take an early break, and when we come back, we're going to have Kevin Knapp. I got you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Sorry, the music just ran out.
Oh, well, hi, everybody. Well,
how does the music run out?
Oh, my gosh.
No, wait a minute. How does the music run out? It could, you know, you can play music here all the time.
I've preloaded bumper music.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Preloaded.
Okay.
Yeah, like what we do.
Here, you've got to be
quick. Yeah, you've
got
to be ready.
If you nothing else, you get on there and go,
You're searching for music in all the wrong places.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. It's Monday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our guest is Kevin Knapp, and he's with the Sons of the American Revolution, but he's also the commander of the Special Forces
Association
up here, and he flies balloons.
Huh? And, or he has. And I did at one time, and Fiesta is going on now, for those who don't know. The first full weekend of October, Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta.
I've been there. Our kids live there.
Mm-hmm. I lived there, and I tell you what, you cannot believe the ascension. They have the mass ascension in the mornings. And when I was there, it was just one big one. Now there's so many balloons. They're taking off in flights.
It's magic. There's
and you've got the whole sky filled with hot air balloons.
There's 750 balloons. And on Saturday and Sunday, they have the mass ascensions from the main field.
Yeah.
And during the week, they have half of the balloons launch from the field and half of the balloons launch away from the field, flying into the field.
And here's what happens. Because there are so many in the air, and people get used to it. And then people will be in their backyard or on the property, and they'll hear, "Watch out! Watch out!" Because here come the balloons. You know, they are run out of fuel.
Well,
or
if your front yard is big enough, or the cul-de-sac on which you live is big enough, we'll land in your street and deflate.
Yeah, and sometimes they get blown onto Kirtland Air Force Base.
How exciting.
And you do not want to be blown onto certain areas of Kirtland Air Force Base because here comes the Air Patrol. And they'll put guards around you until your team shows up. It is
the most photographed event in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately, injuries from my time in the Army have grounded me.
Okay.
And I'm not able to fly balloons anymore. But I was a professional corporate balloon pilot. My personal balloon was the Army balloon. I flew for Mayflower Moving Company after I retired from the Army. And I'm the winner of the 2006 America's Challenge gas balloon race, the co-pilot for the winning team.
Oh, that's
We launched in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and landed in Citra, Florida. 1,478 miles, 60 hours, and 45 minutes.
You must really have to be. You probably got a weather team and a wind team.
We tell you, you get to
this altitude, and
that's how it's flown.
Yeah, then you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a whole documentary right there.
Okay, but that's not what you're here to talk about.
Not what we're here to talk about.
Although that was very interesting.
Yeah.
It is a great takeaway.
Thank you. As you introduced me, you mentioned I wear multiple hats. For the Sons of the American Revolution, this week we celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States Navy. On October 13th, the Navy was created by the Second Continental Congress, supported by John Adams, and the rest, as they say, is history. So happy birthday.
Well, and Navy, it's not a well-known fact, but it was formed on October 13th to be able to take Marines that was formed on November 10th to war. Okay, I know the Navy's out there right now going. Anyway, okay. So
good time. So that's the Sons of American Revolution piece. We're getting ready to have our first unofficial meeting on Saturday, November 8th, after we march in the Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade.
When is that?
November 8th.
That's right.
It's
we'll be there.
November 8th for the Veterans
we'll be there.
Day.
Yeah.
And I would encourage everybody to come out because that's just a beautiful,
a wonderful
beautiful
parade
in
lots
Reading.
Of room to
you
sit.
You can have almost 100, anywhere from 90 to 100 entries because we MC it from one of the platforms.
Mm-hmm. We're one of the sets of MCs. They've got several
And so anyway, go ahead.
So it's a great event.
We have a small number of members approved now, six total. I need 10 to officially form a chapter. Yesterday I helped a local complete his application and discovered we're eighth cousins once we're moved.
Oh, because you can do that with sons.
Because
of,
we can do
right,
that.
The database.
With the family tree is a good app that you can look on. Whether you're a member of the Daughters or Sons of the American Revolution or not, you can use that. And there's a tool in Family Tree that you can look for relatives around you and in those who have that tool, that app open at the same time, it will tell you right there if you're related or not. And it's surprising. Fred Loveland and I are seventh cousins.
Love that.
And our Patriots both fought at Fort Ticonderoga. So it's amazing. You know, I'm an East Coast transplant. Who would have known that I would have these family connections here without taking the time to look into it? The more we look into where our family was and who they were, the more we learn about who we are.
No, that's so true. And I would love watching the roots, you know, your roots. You know what I'm talking about? Your roots. It's I think that's what it's called on KIXE. And they talk, you know, they talk about people who, celebrities, and they'll go back and find out, you know, where they were from Italy or where they were from, you know, all of the different generational aspects of where they come, where they're
well-known people, and to find out some of our, you know, some of the black activists, we go back and find out that they're great were slaveholders, and that it was a total surprise to them, Okay. So
another piece for the Special Forces Association. 64 years ago, President Kennedy visited Fort Bragg, and General Yarborough, commander of Special Forces at the time. For that event, General Yarborough had everyone wear green berets. President Kennedy saw a demonstration that was given, saw the green berets, and in the letter after that visit, made the green beret our official headgear. So with that, the local chapter of the Special Forces Association on October 18th at 10 o'clock is going to the Kennedy Memorial at Whiskey Town Lake. We're going to place a wreath and honor that that event.
Did you know the Marine Corps tried out berets? When I, gosh, it had to be, I don't know, early 80s, we had a unit. It was a good size of a battalion, and they were issued berets to wear as a test to see if this is something we where we wanted to go. And the answer came back pretty resoundingly,
definitely no.
No, we don't want. Mainly, you know, you got the Army with their berets, but we tried just to see, and it was a resounding no. We'd rather have our regular, you know, covers with the bills, you know.
And the Marine Corps is known for their uniform.
It was interesting because we would try out different types of belts, different types of belt keepers. And, you know, they gave a bunch of them to my platoon one time and my men tested them out. They were swinging from trees on them. And he came back and said, nope. And we kept our belt buckles too. We are tough to try and get new stuff for unless it's guns. Okay. And that's going to happen when?
That's going to happen November 18th.
Okay. November 18th.
At 10 o'clock on 10 Sunday, o'clock. November 18th.
Okay.
Just scheduling
at Whiskey Town.
Scheduling at Whiskey, the President Kennedy Memorial there at Whiskey Town Lake.
Where's that at?
If you are going down, is it 299?
Yeah.
I'm learning. And turn left at Whiskey Town Lake?
Yeah.
Keep going. It's on the right.
Okay. So it's right there when you come.
Past the visitor center.
Oh, okay.
Past the
visitor
center.
Isn't that funny? We've been in there several numerous times. I've never seen
that. Well, I had too. It wasn't until last year, or actually earlier this year, when we placed flags and flowers at the French Gulch Cemetery with Preston Sharp. I decided just to drive back there and see what was going on and discovered a full memorial, which fits our need to do something here locally to recognize President Kennedy and what he meant to the
Green
Berets.
He's the one. See, I didn't know that. Maybe I did only because you mentioned it before. He's the one that said you will wear Green Berets.
Yes,
on Special Forces.
And we consider it a presidential award.
Okay.
It's other than the military police who can wear their headgear inside when they're carrying a weapon. We can wear our headgear all the time because it's a presidential award.
Okay.
Wow. Cool. Okay. So what else we got?
And the third part for the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. We're the guys with the UH-1 helicopter that go around to veterans events and schools. Coming up on November, we have a very, very full schedule.
You think?
visiting schools. We're participating in the Veterans Day Parade, of course. You'll see us there. We'll be at the Anderson VFW on October 16th. The YMCA on October 17th has a big vehicle day. We'll have our helicopter there. We'll be at the Coleman Fish Hatchery on the 18th. Anderson Middle School on November 4th. Millville School on November 5th. Mistletoe School on November 6th. On November 7th, we're at Lassenview School.
Let me ask you, the
schools invite us and bring classes out.
I was going to ask you, what happens when you go to a school?
Sure. There's usually an assembly
where
the school gathers together to honor veterans. Class by class, they bring the students out to tour the helicopter. We have a mobile museum with artifacts from the Civil War to current day.
Cool.
That the kids can look at. A little bit of hands-on when they get to the helicopter, and we share our stories. Some of the guys get excited because if there's a gap in the schedule, one class is already done with the trailer, or the Patriot Guard riders come out to us. I'll have them raise their right hand, repeat after me, giving them the oath of enlistment, and then put them in the front leaning rest. And we'll do push-ups for the Patriot Guard riders.
They may get into the front leaning rest position, but you're going to need some help getting them up. No, guys, don't get upset. It's only because we're talking about, you know, age.
But it's fun. We talk about what it's like to be in the military.
Now, when you get the kids into the Huey, does somebody get underneath and shoot holes through the bottom?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
But sometimes we put someone on the tail and shake it like it's moving. And I have a soundtrack of a Huey in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
You can hear it as it starts up.
Uh-huh.
And you start shaking the back, and the kids are going,
Yeah. We were in a Huey.
Yeah.
We were. It's amazing.
Anselmo had a Huey, and he had me sitting up as his co-pilot, and the girls were in the back, and he would fly around because he was a good pilot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had two birds, and he kept them really, really maintained. We'd bring in people and all that, but if you haven't ridden in a Huey, how could you say your life is complete?
Yeah, I don't know. And then you turn to the side because you're looking down to see, you know, what's underneath you, and that's scary because there were no doors.
No, it's not, but it's fun. We did demonstrations for Family Day. I was on a scuba team as a Green Beret, and we do demonstrations waiting our turn to jump into Mirror Lake at Fort Devens, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And we're sitting on the edge, the pilot stalls the helicopter, and you come a foot and a half, 2 feet off the deck. Centrifugal force keeps you inside the bird. You know, they're thinking they're going to, you know, well, let's have some fun. We'll scare the guys, and I'm right back out on the edge waiting our turn to go in the water.
Well, okay, Kevin, you got so many things going on with Northern California Historical Association. You've got so much going on with the birthdays are happening. Of course, the Marine Corps birthday is November 10th.
November 10th.
And I think we've got one full table left, and then other, you know, where you can sit then, you know, six or seven.
Onesie, twosies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe even threesies and foursies, but already, this is October 6th, and we've sold this many tickets. If you want to attend the, and I'll talk about it more, but the Marine Corps birthday, you just go to Eventbrite for Reading, and you can reserve your seats and pay. There's tickets for $40, which is a great deal.
It's a great deal in a good evening.
Yeah, it's a very good evening. We honor, and it's the
250th birthday.
And we're going to be handing out commemorative coins, challenge coins that night.
Wow. Too fun.
And they're beautiful.
Too fun.
Okay. Kevin, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we have Enjoy Magazine is going to come on and tell us what's happening in the great state, North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump facing opposition, both political and judicial, for his drive to tamp down crime in some American cities.
The president authorized the deployment of 300 Illinois National Guard troops to protect federal officers and assets in Chicago. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker denounced the move, calling it unnecessary and a manufactured performance. Meanwhile, a federal judge temporarily blocked the president's plans to mobilize 200 guard troops in Portland, Oregon, ruling that the city's protests did not justify the use of federalized forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tomorrow marks a somber anniversary in Israel, 2 years since the brutal Hamas terror attack on civilians that ignited the war in Gaza. Israeli and Hamas negotiators holding indirect talks today in Egypt.
At the heart of this is the release of the hostages living and dead, ceasefire, freeze, the release of Palestinian detainees in Israeli prisons, certainly the disarmament of Hamas, the reconstruction of Gaza, the control of Gaza. All of those issues are wrapped into this plan.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. President Trump urging Senate Democrats to sign on to a GOP stopgap spending bill to end the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson notes there will be another vote in the Senate later today.
The House did its job. We passed our bill. We did the job to keep the government open, and now it's on the Senate Democrat.
So far, those Democrats have refused to end the shutdown, which the president says is resulting in layoffs. The government shutdown now in its sixth day. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow trading about 98 points lower, while the Nasdaq is 98 points higher, and the S&P better by 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
A snowstorm has trapped hundreds of hikers on Mount Everest during China's national holiday, making it a very busy time on the mountain.
Chinese state media reported late Sunday that about 350 hikers had reached a meeting point, while helpers are in contact with another 200 hikers who were trapped at camps at an elevation of over 16,000 feet. Villagers with their oxen and horses have ascended the mountain as part of rescue efforts amidst the heavy snow. They're aiming to clear paths and bring down the trapped people. A hiker who managed to descend told the Jinmun News that the snowfall had crushed some tents. The snowstorm struck during a national holiday in China when many people go travelling. There's been no immediate update on rescue efforts so far on Monday. I'm Charles Delevesma.
Hundreds of thousands of people across several European cities have marched in support of Palestinians and a flotilla's attempt to reach Gaza. Townhall.com. Flag football has come of age.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues in the next couple of years. The timeline outlined by Goodell at the Leaders in Sport Conference in London would see the leagues created ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, which will feature flag football for the first time. The league has prioritized flag football as a way to attract young fans. Goodell says, quote, the demand is there, end quote, at the state side college and international university level. I'm Geffen Coolball.
On the first day of its new term, the Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned ex-girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein. Lawyers for Maxwell argued she never should have been tried or convicted for a role in luring teen girls to be abused by Epstein. Maxwell serving a 20-year sentence. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 6th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex is here, and National Days today is National Appreciate Plus Sizes and National Noodle Day.
I'm sure there's like four or five. What are the ones?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. You caught me there.
Oh, gosh.
I did hear though on the news that they're making flag football an Olympic event.
Oh,
you know what? I heard that too. And
well, it's a good sport.
I saw the end of a game yesterday. They were, it was on one of the sports channels, and Simpson University right here on Simpson University has got a women's flag football team. It's the first university or college, I believe, in the state of California that actually has a team, and they can get scholarships for this. But there are several or many flag football, women's flag football in high school. And so it's kind of like, yeah, it's really starting to get big. And like you said, it's going to be, is this women's or is it just plain flag football? It's women's and men's.
It didn't differentiate.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're going to have men and women's teams, although today you're never sure. that you've got on the women's team, three guys up front that are 6'4" and 280 apiece, with long hair, whose name is Gazelle. All right. Okay. Now,
As far as national days, it's also National Coaches Day.
Okay.
And Orange Wine Day.
Come on. Orange wine.
Wait a minute.
I've never heard of orange wine. Have you heard of orange wine?
Orange
like
wine.
Like the fruit?
We need to look it up.
It is actually orange. The wine itself is orange, but okay. I think it contains oranges too.
Well, there's only one wine club that we belong to, and it's not really wine, it's champagne. Out of Albuquerque, and it's called Gruet, G-R-U-E-T.
Great.
And our kids live in Albuquerque, so this is a place that they go to. And, of course, the grape, the vines themselves were brought over, but they're grown in the Albuquerque soil. And so it's really good, and it's reasonable. So every 3 months we get I always ask them to pick. So I get their releases or whatever they want to pick. So there's six bottles that come. And one of them has been orange. It's not pink. It's orange. So now that you said that, I'm going to go look to see if they could, because they also do wine from there. Get you a quick update with the weather. You know, it's going to be 88 today.
No, I didn't think it'd be that warm.
Yeah. 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 Going to be 80.
Well, we're going to talk about where we were yesterday, and it was a little warm yesterday, too. In the afternoon.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Absolutely. Okay, so, we get the National Weather Service printout, and that says 84, but according to the AccuWeather for Reading, it's 88. So this is what happens. We have these three or four different degrees, variations. At the airport, it's one thing.
Yeah.
Up where we are, which is close to the jail, that's one thing. Benton Air Park would be another area. And, of course, you know, our beloved late and great Brenda Belongi, who was a meteorologist for the Forest Service, was, you know, rest in peace, would always talk about until, and Bob, who was our producer for 10 years, would talk about how there would be these five different
weather climates
in Redding.
Yeah.
In these areas. So when you go down to Palisadro, it's cooler, et cetera. So if we look at the forecast, tonight calls for an overnight low of clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny with 86. Tomorrow night, around 59. We've got clear skies throughout the week until Thursday, where it's mostly sunny. Then slight chance of showers with 55 on Thursday. Friday is calling for a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with around 59. That's Friday night with 68 on Friday. So, again, if you heard us in the first hour, I was talking about don't put those tank tops yet away. It's all about layering and having your umbrella and your slicker close to you because you never know what's going to happen. And Sunday calls for slight chance of showers as well. That's your forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. With this beautiful forecast throughout the week, sunny days, and then again, chance of showers on Friday, Saturday, and parts of Sunday. But 365-3793.
Okay, usually Enjoy Magazine is here with
the
us.
The first Monday.
We're having to reschedule with them. They are out of town, so we have a lot of things to talk about. But it's also open line, so if you want to give us a call at 530-605-4567. Now, our AM, if you're trying to get a hold of AM, our AM station, I turned it off yesterday because we have a problem in the transmitter that's going to take us bringing in a replacement piece to get us back on the air. And I'm sorry about that, but you can hear us on the FM channel very well and, of course, streaming
right
out there. And we're getting this piece, it's a card. It's not a fuse. If it was a fuse, we could have it back
right
up.
And
right
they
now
overnight it, so we should be back up on the air in no time. But sorry about that. It's electronics. What do you want? I mean, you know, that's what happens.
It's one of those things.
And it's on a Sunday, so here we go.
Yeah. So I get a phone call. We're off the air. And I went. And so I listened to it. And I said, no, we're broadcasting. It's just another station. So we went down. Another station was on our channel. So went down and I looked at it and turned things on and off. You know, with the computer, how do you fix it? 90% of the problems? Reset. So that's what we did. Reset, but it was no bueno on that.
So that's
what's going on. Yeah. I put it on Facebook, but we're getting that piece. We're getting that card.
Yeah, we went down to the tower yesterday. And then we went to the Stillwater powwow. Okay, folks, free for the public. It can't go now, but encourage everybody. We didn't get a chance to go on Friday night, Saturday, but Sunday we went. And the grand entry. And then to watch these babies. There was something that was so beautiful that happened yesterday because there was, you know, they have visiting dancers from all over that come to these powwows. And
Canada, all over the place.
They make a weekend of it. And it's very, one of the things I just really, that really got, I understood it yesterday on a different level was how much the family and to pass on the tradition is to the people, the tribes. And so there were visiting dancers that came in from Sacramento, and they had a baby. And I just want to cry when I hear
a
about
local
this
baby called, whose name was Skylar.
Yeah, and then I thought they came in from Sacramento. I thought they were visiting dancers.
Well, they are. They came up for this.
Yes.
And Skylar was all of like maybe one.
Yeah.
And was being introduced to the nation and to her heritage. She was dressed in just cute dress, and of course she can't walk, so they were carrying her as they did the family dance around the oval there, and it was beautiful. Other people came out, and when they were finished, all these people came up to shake the hands of the parents, but also to touch and to shake the little hand of Skylar.
Right. Introduce her. Welcome to the world. It was like a baptismal. It was a baptismal moment is what I'm trying to say. And it was so beautiful and it was spiritual. And, you know, and of course, when you come in, before you even get into the rodeo grounds, which, by the way, congratulations. I love the
partnership.
The partnership, and they thank the rodeo, as well as what they do when they come out. Even, you know, we think about what happened with their culture and what they call, you know, the white people. And so I felt such pride because they fly the American flag, the California flag, the tribal flag, the Navy flag, the Marine Corps flag, the POW flag, all the services,
POW,
and that's how they start. They start the color guard before anything else, and they do the prayer. And it just was a beautiful day. So please, if you mark your calendar for the first part of October next year, because it's really a beautiful deal having it at the rodeo grounds. And then I'm sure, you know, hats off to the Reading Rodeo, because they had to, you know, keep that ground. And of course it was wet Friday. So, to know that, I don't think in their culture that you care if it's wet or it's muddy or it's not, you're still going to meet and dance.
Well, yeah, they have, the vendors. If you haven't had a res dog, and we're not talking about the ones that bark at you, you need to get a res dog. Of course they have the, the regular, the fry bread and all that. But as far as the event, vendors of all kinds are there. But the bottom line is, you don't come for the res dogs and you don't come for the vendors. Mm-hmm. You come to watch the ceremony. And the ceremony is just absolutely beautiful. You know, the grand entry with, you know, gosh, 100 dancers or more than 100 dancers. And this was on Sunday. So I imagine Friday was probably had 200 dancers in it. But then watching the kids that are dancing and the beautiful regalia and all of that. So it's, if you have not been to one, it's free. So next year, come on down. We'll be talking about it, but come on down to the Reading Rodeo Grounds. It's a great way to spend the evening, that's for sure. And we have to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the premier jewelry store in town. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, with a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and where you can make your own jewelry there, design your own jewelry, and they'll make it for you. Great selections of jewelry, very fair prices. This is the only jewelry store that Linda shops at, is Four Winds Jewelry. I can't say enough about them. Locally owned, locally operated, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sarah Gibbs, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda on this Monday morning. My friend Bertha's in Nashville and Graceland. And I don't know, Carl, we spent time in, I lived in Nashville. I don't remember it taking 12 hours. Maybe it was to and from. It took maybe 12 hours. So they drove, they had a driver that took them from Nashville to Graceland. Because I remember in my car driving.
It's just Memphis. I mean,
I know.
It's clear. I mean, it is from Nashville to Memphis. Memphis is on the border there. But I don't ever remember it taking that long.
No, I'm just wondering if she meant like round trip.
It probably.
Probably. Because, you know.
Being there, seeing Graceland and coming
you've
back.
You've got to do it if you're going to be in Nashville. So anyway, that was really cool to see. 8:21 in the morning. Good morning on this Monday. How are you today? A beautiful day. It's going to be really, you know, in the high 80s today. You know, 86 to 88 degrees, and we have a beautiful forecast ahead of us. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing it, gosh, close to 30 years. He is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And I'm not kidding about this. I mean, he fixed a crack on the old Red Rover 18 years ago. As soon as I got it, I got a crack in it, and he fixed it, and you still couldn't see it 17, 18 years later. That's how good he is. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in, car, truck, SUV, or RV, in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Or this week, or when you can work it in, he takes it into a climate-controlled area and fixes it and then guarantees it. What can I say? Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Okay, there was other things that are going on in the world.
Well, was it a good football weekend? And, of course, we've got calls coming in. We haven't even given anything away. We do have some giveaways. We're going to reschedule Enjoy. We love hearing about it. And I've gone through their magazine. It was great. I had to go to get a bone density.
Well, let's just share everything.
Well, it's all right. You know, I mean, there's a reason because I take thyroid and if your thyroid's a little high, they just want to make sure that whatever medications you're on. Anyway, so, experienced, just really, beautiful technician. who was just joyful. You know, it was quick. I didn't know, you know, should I wear lotion? I don't know. I probably can't. Anyway, so I was there. That's the long story short, was the Enjoy magazine was there. And, of course, we have one here. But I had a minute to really go through it and see all the wonderful articles. Now, let's see. Let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning. You have something on your mind.
Yes, I do, Linda. Good morning. Carl, I have two things I want to say. And, you know, I just want to express my concerns here. Last week, you had Doug Dinkley. I don't know his last name.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. Well, I just want to compliment you on saying you did a great job. I think, you did a great job on, you know, on kind of like going rebuttal on things that, you know, you both have to say. And you actually had, good response, you know, because I hear so many people on the radio, they say things and they have no proof. And it's always been that way, you know, it's always just people saying things and there's no facts.
Well, you know, but what, I'm going to try and take a lesson from Charlie Kirk. When people say things, I'm going to say, well, how do you know that? Or what's your proof on this? And when people tell me things, I mean, it's sure, it sounds great. And I'm going to try and be a lot better on that. I mean, than just letting people say, well, this, and they use some kind of factoid. Where'd you get that? And what's that mean? How do you know that's true? And the other thing is when people say, I want to do this or this or this, how would you do that? How are you going to cut salaries for 90 people that work for the city? That they shouldn't be this high. I think everybody agrees on that, but it's there. So are you going to just arbitrarily cut salaries? Say, oh, next year we're taking 25% of your pay away. You can't do that. You just can't do that.
Right.
It wasn't them that did it. It was our city leaders over the years, not even this one, but over the years that have done this. They've gotten that situation there. So that would be like me and my business saying, I made some pretty bad decisions last few months. So, Alex, I'm going to cut your pay by 25% today. I mean, that's not fair. He's been doing his job. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
Right. No, I was going to say, no, I think that you should do that more. And I think that's a good way to, you know, get these people to, you know, bring the facts. And without the facts, they should not be saying, you know, without the facts. But anyways, I think you did great. Also, another thing I want to view, let the citizens know that, you know, when you do have, because I heard somebody on the radio this couple days ago, that they're going to be attending, I think it was Patrick, Laura Hubb, I can't remember how many people, but I have to go back, but there's going to be quite a few people attending a Trinity County supervisor meeting because they want to make sure that they don't hire Joanna Francesca on the position that she applied for a consultant from the election department. I think it's wrong for them to do that because now they're chasing her where she's going. And, you know, there's some things she should be doing and protecting herself because now that's harassment. And because that's another county. And I think it's wrong for them to do that to her.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
thank you.
A lot.
This
thanks
is
a lot,
open
Dolores.
Line. Thanks, Dolores. This is open line, so we encourage you, if you want to call in
and
talk
call.
About something.
530-605-4567. I'm telling you, October, my friends, is so busy. We have people rolling in here every day for 2 hours trying to get as much information out on events like Big Bike Weekend.
Right.
And on the other things like Kevin Knapp was here, Lamoff was on last Friday. We had the police department on talking about this parole problem we've got here. We've got all these people in local hotels, and you know, one hotel's got something like 28 registered sex offenders and arsonists in that one hotel, and the city didn't know anything about it. 14 of those 28, by the way, in case you didn't hear that show, and that was last Wednesday show, go to the archives at the 8 o'clock hour, are from out of area. Some as far away as Tennessee, Illinois, Texas are here in our town, registered sex offenders or arsonists. Yeah. And the sheriff and the chief of police are working on this. The city council is thinking, what kind of ordinances can we pass? We've got to be protected here. And the way we found out about it was through the police department when these guys came in to register, and somebody there that was taking the information was going, we've got a lot of people doing this. Hey, I tell you what, Rhonda, hang on till after the break, and then we'll call us back in a few minutes. But we'll get to you right after the break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. I was here a couple weeks ago and going back again this week. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Subway, Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, same location since 67. I found them when I moved here in 2007 and have never gone to another barber. These are just great guys there. Never had a bad haircut. And I can make an appointment, so it works on my schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or you can hang around and read golf magazines, National Geographic. I actually even found the Saturday Evening Post there. So, that Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Come join them for their 50% off fall sale. This is their tremendous fall sale that starts on October 7th with 50% off all nursery stock, 1 gallon and larger. Huge shade trees, evergreens, crepe myrtles, redwoods, and palm trees. The plant list is so long, you have to see it for yourself. 50% off fall sale starts October 7th. Take advantage of 50 years in business with their 50% off fall sale. These prices have never been this low for a fall sale, and it all starts October 7th. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday. Here's how you find us. On Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. You don't want to miss their 50% off fall sale. They're celebrating 50 years in business, and it all begins October 7th. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I wanna be when it's gonna be. Why don't you call my name? Why won't it be a
sledgehammer? Welcome back. Welcome back to our. Oh, I love that.
Did they hear us talking?
I don't know.
Good because we were talking about the spider incident last night, which I'll get into.
No.
But let's go to the phones. Randall, good morning.
Randall.
Well, good morning.
We do have a delay. Good morning, Randall. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just want to let you know that I just got back from my high school reunion in.
Okay, go ahead. You broke
find a place,
up
find a place.
Where was your high school reunion?
Burnett, Texas.
Okay.
Oh. And?
And here's what I want to talk about. I wasn't talking about that, but the fact that we flew there and we flew back. And you know, the TSA people get paid between $15 and $25 an hour. And they're all forced to work right now. And, you know, if you know anybody that makes $15 to $25 an hour before taxes, they live paycheck to paycheck, or most of them do. So I made a point, and I did it the last time I had a lockdown, is to thank them. I would say, hey, buddy, thanks for hanging in there for us. And each time I got a big old smile. I recommend everybody, if you get a chance, thank those people.
That's a great, you know, observation. I just saw that. I was perusing the headlines. No, they're not getting paid right now.
Yeah. Neither.
Yeah.
That's all I had, guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Randall, wait a minute. I've got another couple questions here, but you can't just jump in and jump out. So, which reunion was this?
Well, the school I went to only had it had a reunion every 3 years. Now it's up to 2 years. Now. This was my class's 62nd.
Oh, okay. 62nd. Ooh. When did you graduate? When you were 5?
Yeah. But here's my goal, Carl, and you'll appreciate this. And I told them, my goal is to be the tallest surviving member of the class of 1963.
I love that. You're so funny.
Okay, and I know you're going to make it, too.
That's the plan.
Okay, buddy.
See you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Randall.
That's Randall Hempline.
Great sense of humor guy.
Randall, when he and Barbara were on that trip to Greenland and Iceland, he'd listen to the show every day. He would send me text telling me, you should have asked this. Hey.
I have some news.
Okay.
The Active 2030 Club of Reading announced the 44th annual Reading Lighted Christmas Parade is going to be held on December 6th. This year's theme, Christmas in the Wild. Encourages the community to blend the holiday spirit of the magic of the outdoors. The parade's going to start at 6 p.m. in the downtown Reading. And if you've never been, it's so much fun. It's chilly. You got marching bands, an appearance by Santa Claus. And the parade allows participants to showcase the wild spirit of nature and the joy of Christmas. So, let's see. The interested in participating full registration is open until November 27th. So,
that's always a great parade.
It's just besides the parade that's coming up, that's the Veterans Parade.
Veterans Parade, that's of course, the November 8th. Totally recommend you go out to the city of Shasta Lake. And it's going to have, you know, usually has around 100 entrants. They honor all of the wars, somebody riding in a vehicle honoring all the wars, a bunch of military vehicles, marching bands, horses, all types of stuff. That's November 8th. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer. Gents, is your wife scared of spiders? Well, Linda is scared of spiders. And Linda and I, we've been together since, what, 07, right? So that's, what, 18 years. And I learned something probably in the first week when I, you know, when we were dating, was don't ever scare Linda. Because
you can be hurt.
and so, she has violent reactions to, like if it's a, you reach out and grab somebody and all that.
No.
I have not done that. But there's one thing that really gets
her. It's a serious offense.
It's spiders. And last night, a wolf spider is, larger, appeared in our bedroom. And up in the ceiling, and I'm hearing squealing and everything else, and I go back there, and she says, "Get the spider."
No,
okay.
Oh, you were in your recliner, and you said, "I'll get around to it. I'll be there in a minute." And your minute was like, "Let me just finish going through the mail and finish." I was like, "Meanwhile, it's probably going to move."
So I went back. And I attacked, got the ladder out and attacked the spider. And I said, that spider's dead, gone.
No, it's gone.
Because I went in there with scissors and washcloths.
We have one of these old homes with the molding, the beautiful molding that just separates the ceiling and the molding. There's like a quarter of an inch. It's beautifully done. But not where the spiders, they like to hang out in there. And it just,
so I said, okay, I got the spider. It's dead. Well, about an hour later, I hear the yells again, and the spider was teasing me. It came out again. So this time I took a towel and attacked the spider.
You don't want to hear this.
And now,
it's not zen.
Right then, I thought I could turn around and just jump and yell, and Linda would have run out the door, outside in her nightgown and down the street. I didn't do it. I said, I got it.
It'd have been a Looney Tune cartoon.
She goes, and she says,
with my hair on fire.
It fell behind your dresser.
I went,
yeah, but it's dead. Uh-uh. Well, no, that wasn't enough.
No.
So I had to pull the dresser out. Sure enough, it was laying there. And, so then I got the vacuum cleaner and
moaned and groaned about it.
Got the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Took care of the spider and then said to her, that was weird because I could see like a little red eye. It was pulsating and it was getting bigger. Well, even that was pushing the envelope. Anyway, if you have a spider
They're
story.
Huge.
If you have
They're
a spider
huge.
Story
and
or
they
something.
Jump.
It's
I don't
not like
care.
A rattlesnake.
No,
they
it's in my
jump.
Bedroom and they jump. I don't care.
They don't jump.
Oh, well, when I grew up in the country, we talk about the wolf spiders because we lived in the country and they jumped. I'm sorry,
but if you've ever seen a camel spider, which we saw all the time,
well, good
they
for
were
you.
Fast. It was almost like, remember the movie, Alien, and that thing was running around the lab. That's how fast a camel spider is, and they're big. They're as big as your hand. Okay.
Hey, we got $25 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks right now. For those of you who are listening, if you got a spider story, call
in. Or a snake story, or a butterfly story.
No, the spider story. Give us a call, and we're going to give you $25 in Black Bear Diner Bucks. So we're going to have Alex standing by. Give us a call at
605-4567.
That's the hotline. That's right. Sorry. 605-4567. If you've got a spider story, we're going to give you $25. Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Okay. Let me see. Hey, we're in day six of the shutdown. And as Randall pointed out, TSA is working without pay. The military is working without pay. But Trump has guaranteed they will be paid on payday, which is going to be the 15th. And he said with the raise. Okay, have you been, I don't know if any of y'all ever watch what happens at these ICE facilities. And as you know, Trump was going to order in the National Guard to Portland and Chicago. Well, what they did was they inundated Chicago with ICE agents and who are out there arresting people. But he was going to put the National Guard in, and a judge, by the way, appointed by Trump, stop that. So, I have a letter written to me from somebody that lives in Portland that and it gives a different type of idea of what is happening in Portland. And this is somebody we've known a long time. And it's and it talks about arrests outside the Portland ICE building have dropped throughout the summer. And he said, federal officers have arrested more than two dozen people outside the Portland's ICE building since June, with the majority in the first month protesting. The pattern of arrest appeared to reflect what Governor Tina Kotek, Mayor Keith Wilson, and Police Chief Bob Day repeatedly said Saturday as Trump authorized sending federal troops to the city. Relatively low-key demonstrations by a small group of people have continued at the building, and they have been accused of vandalizing U.S. immigration, disrupting the electronic key card reader, operating a gated entrance, blocking federal vehicles, throwing rocks or sticks, shining green lasers in the officer's eyes, disrupting internet service by removing fiber optic cables, and barricading the entry gate with traffic cones, lumber tables, and electronic scooters. Maybe those are electric scooters. And most of the arrests, 18 of about 29, occurred in June. Now, those are some pretty serious things that were being done there. And if I can't, you know, if you ever look at what is happening in Portland, so what they're saying is that they have been arresting people, and it's not as much not as much trouble. However, this article was dated, let me see, September 27th, not that long ago, and was sent to me. And but the thing is you see examples of what's happening where people are standing in front of the ICE vehicles when they're trying to leave, and they're trying to move, and the people are laying, you know, over the front of them. Well, here comes the agents out, and they literally are shoving the people off the cars. Then you see these little tear gas pellets that are being shot at them, and these things. So, I mean, it's still going on. Now, Portland says we don't need the National Guard here. Chicago Police Union says we are ashamed of what's happening in Chicago because the Chicago Police Department's been told not to assist ICE.
Oh.
No matter what. Don't assist them. So here's ICE going after the bad guys, and the Chicago Police Department, who wants to get rid of the bad guys, are being told to stand down. This is really interesting, and the governor of Illinois has, you know, said that Trump wants to prevent elections, you know, all these different things, which of course are ludicrous. And he's talking about the presidential election. Well, he can order his troops in to make sure, you know. One of the comments was, I think this is by Newsom, having ICE at polling places is very scary to voters. Well, the only people able to vote are citizens. Why would that be scary to citizens if ICE is there? I mean, that's the only people that can vote, right? We'll be right back after these messages.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Helm.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like stein holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious...
Come on, Alex. Push the red button again. Is it the red button? You've pushed something. What is it?
Good morning and welcome back. Technical difficulties. Is Mercury in retrograde? We're here back at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Sometimes static electricity in our studio, and even though we spray, it'll turn a button off if your hand goes over it, not to touch.
I've never had that happen before.
Well,
and
there you go. You got a new
one.
It's got to be on air.
Alex has always been doing, for years, he's been working with electronics, so we're so happy to have him here because you got to troubleshoot. It's interesting.
Okay.
Anyway.
We're back.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Thank you so much.
When is daylight savings time going to kick in?
Yeah.
Despite a lot of people saying, just get rid of it. It's still in season across most of the U.S. So when is it going to be this year? Of course, it's in November. And it will end at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 2nd.
Okay.
There. This year's time change comes a day earlier than last year.
Really?
It falls on the second earliest possible date for the time change. Since daylight savings time falls on the first Saturday in November, the earliest possible date is November 1st. Next year it's going to start, daylight savings time will start on Sunday, March 8th, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
So we move our clocks back on November 2nd. You know, frankly, going out in the morning, has been, it's, you know, cause it's dark when I leave. And, you know, the thing is though, we have a skunk that lives somewhere around our house. Because every night around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, he comes in off the carport under the gate and walks across our patio there, right next to our bedroom door. And he goes in there and it hangs around for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And I'm not sure what it's doing. If it's getting water, if it's, you know, do we have grubs or something? Maybe he's eating spiders out there, honey. But it was.
He's welcome.
Yeah, he comes in. He's quiet. Doesn't smell. And,
no.
But it's coming in. It was like every 3 weeks. Now it's coming in like a couple times a week.
So
I'm
now
not
we
sure
do
what
know
it's doing.
That I'm not just imagining things when the time comes that we do get bad skunk smell and we smell the vents from our bedroom. I'm wondering if, you know, they reside over there, and every now and then, you know, of course, they only spray when they're scared. So we have had skunk smell that's just intense. It lasts longer than 24 hours that we had probably 5 months ago, 4 months ago. Yeah. So maybe it's the skunk family. Who knows? At least they're not under the house.
Well, and speaking of something that smells really bad, let's talk Prop 50. This thing where they want to redistrict the, this is like skunks in Sacramento who want to redistrict our area. Now, I'm putting the offer out there to anybody that is for Proposition 50 to come in and we'll have a cordial, intellectual discussion on Prop 50. If you're for Prop 50 and think that are the rights of the population of the people can be taken away by the Senate and by the legislatures down in Sacramento who do so much anyway and can explain why this is a good idea. Please, you are welcome to come on the show between now and Election Day and we can talk about it because people can start voting now on this. And Prop 50, of course, is the Democrats wanting to change the districts, overriding the Constitution, overriding the redistricting or committee that did this years ago, made up of 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 5 or 4 independents that put the districts the way they are now. With this new one, it totally changes. It's very obvious, and they've said it. They're doing this because Texas, another state, changed their districts. Well, Texas was under a court order to change their districts, which they did. A court order. There is no court order in California. This is a power grab where people, you know, on the people that did the redistricting that were on that council, one of the things they couldn't do is run for office for 10 years. Think about that. Okay, you're going to redistrict. Well, you can't run, though, for office. You can't make a district where you could run. That is exactly the opposite of what the Democrats have done. They got votes from legislators who are aged out, timed out. They can only do 12 years. You'll get my vote if you'll make a district where I've got a chance to run for Congress. This is just patently wrong. Patently wrong. And plus, like I said, it was in the Constitution and they've overwritten it. And the arguments they use, which are specious in many areas, is that, well, Texas is doing it. We're here. We have to save democracy. No, what about the rights of the people in California? Just two little kids come up to you and got chocolate ice cream all over their face and you say, to little Mary, you got into the chocolate ice cream. You know you weren't supposed to do that. And she turns and points at little Johnny and says, he did it, so I can do it. No, that's little kids. This is the state of California. I mean, we have a lot of problems. And this election, by the way, is going to cost about $250 million across the state. And we are already in a bad deficit here. So, again, this is nothing but a power grab. And the example up here in our district is one of the best examples. They've taken the first district, and now we in Shasta County, according to this thing, are going to be in the second district. And you look at it, and a large part of it is Northern California, except for this tail that goes all the way down to Marin County, I think to the San Francisco Bay Bridge. Well, that means that that tail, that little narrow tail is going to be, with more people in it than we have up here, is going to be, that's going to be the bellwether. Now, the only thing that we've got, the only way to fight this is to vote no on Prop 50. And like I said, I am more than happy, cordial, and we can go out and we can talk about both sides of this. And so I'm inviting anybody that believes that Prop 50 is the way to go is to come on the air. Yeah, you know, it, the other thing too about, well, if Texas did it, we have to do it. And it goes through the next census. Now, when California did it, now Missouri says, well, if California's doing it, well, let's just equal this thing up. So you've got other states that could do this. But some of them actually have said, no, we're not going to redistrict, or it's, well, gosh, it's in our Constitution that we can't. We're not going to override the Constitution. Anyway, tomorrow, O2 Staffing is going to join
us. Oh, wonderful.
And we got a couple other guests that are rolling in. So everybody, have a great day.
Absolutely.
It's going to be 88. Have a wonderful day.
Wonderful, beautiful day.
And God bless America.